Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Bringing Balance to Your Business with Christy. I'm your co-host, Ian Roach. I'm here with my other co-host,
Deborah Hobrick.
And, of course, the star of the show, Christy. Christy, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to your podcast. And maybe at some point, Deborah and I will fade to the background and it'll be your show. I know last week we talked to Trevor and you interviewed him. That was a wonderful episode. This week, we want to talk to you about bookkeeping and the top three questions that people bring when they're talking to you about using your services. We're hoping by doing this that people get a sense of some of the ideas or some of the services you can offer and answer those questions they may have. So Christy, let's start. What is the number one question you're always asked?
When I meet with a new potential client, they always have a few questions for me. And one of the most common things is most people understand that they need a bookkeeper, but they don't understand what a bookkeeper does for them. So a common question that I do get is, what do you need from me? And that's when we go into exactly what the business is that they do. And that's when we go over what I'm going to need on a monthly basis, whether it be bank statements, credit card statements, all their expenses, all of the revenues they've made, et cetera, et cetera. It is going to change from client to client, but we do need to discuss what exactly your business is before I can actually tell you what I'm going to need from you on a regular basis.
When we first met with you, we sat down, we had a nice long conversation. We told you what we did, you told us what you did. And we did have probably the same kinds of questions that others would have. What is another question that potential clients have?
One thing that always comes up in every first meeting with a potential new client is how much my services cost. And after the long discussion, I really often can't give a full estimate of how much it will cost you overall. My hourly rate typically is $50 an hour, which is actually on par with how much bookkeeping typically does cost in Saskatoon. Another thing to consider when you're asking how much bookkeeping services will cost you is how much volume you will be doing in your business. The revenue side of your business, it depends on how much volume that you're doing. So if I'm entering in 10 invoices versus entering in 100 or 200 invoices, the amount of time that's going to take is going to differ, as well as the expenses side. If you have a lot of capital, if you have a lot of activity, a lot of inventory you're going to be using, if you're actually selling goods, it can actually be a lot more time intensive than someone that is maybe handing me 20 receipts for the entire month. But we will get into discussion on exactly what your business is doing. And from there, we can actually determine a rough estimate of what it would take per month. And within the first few months, we'll have a good idea going forward of what it will take every month. And that way we can get a good idea of cost.
All really good information to have. What'd be the third and final question or top three questions?
Well, when people first start business, of course, they're having to be concerned of cost. And one question I have received quite often is, how can I reduce my costs for bookkeeping? For bookkeeping, you can actually reduce your costs if you have the papers and the receipts and everything that you're going to have to hand me, invoices, whatever the case may be. If that is actually organized before I come, I don't have to take the time to organize it. And that way, we can save some time and money there. So if you can answer questions or you can let me know what I'm exactly looking at, we can reduce time there as well. So if I know if I'm looking at something for advertising or something for office supplies, whatever the case may be, if I know what I'm looking at, we can reduce time on that. And that in return will reduce your cost for bookkeeping. So the more organized the papers are, the less time it's going to take me.
Before we leave this final question, I just wanted to blow your horn, so to speak, is that one thing I really noticed while you're billing hourly with your years of experience, you're fast and efficient. So the actual amount of hours that we use at Millie's Terra is not as many as I thought they would be. And that makes it much, much more affordable than hiring somebody that may not be as experienced and would take a lot longer to do the books.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. The nice thing I like too is that I can also, over time, we can figure out if there's other areas I can assist you with or if there's other things that we can do.
Before any new client can ask you any questions, they have to get a hold of you. So how could somebody who's looking to get you on board for their bookkeeper get in touch?
They can call me 306-530-6994. They can email me christy.weist@outlook.com or they can go to my website, ChristyWeese.com, or they can find me on Facebook.
Wonderful. Christy, thank you so much for another episode.
Thank you.
I think we'll declare this one in the books, and we'll see you next week.